Welcome back to Byline on WFPL. I'm Rick Hellett. This is our arts segment, and joining us is WFPL's Aaron Keene. Aaron has a special guest today. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having us.
All right.
I'm here with Ryan Daly, the executive editor of the Louisville Film Society.
Hi. Thank you for having me. It's nice to be here.
Thanks. Well, the Louisville Film Society is fairly well known here in town for the annual Flyover Film Festival. And for the past, what?
6 years?
6 years. Five. Yeah, I was thinking 5, 6 years. You guys have been screening films and film series all over town. But last month, you opened your newly renovated, awesome Dreamland Film Center.
We did indeed. We had been doing shows at Dreamland for about a year and a half. And then this past fall, we were able to establish a lobby space and get a popcorn machine and our soda and beer cooler.
Soda and beer cooler.
Yes,
noted. Everyone's ears perked up there. So tell us a little bit about the setup there. Are you guys projecting digitally? Are you doing film?
Yes, we do both. We project digital and we project 16mm film prints. The original Dreamland was opened in 1901 on West Market Street. And being a film society and being historically prone, we appropriated that term when we opened on East Market Street. So the original Dreamland, you would go in, pop a nickel on a machine and hand crank it and watch a short. So keeping in that spirit, we still show 16mm shorts from time to time, along with digital copies.
And you guys have a series going on now of silent films, silent comedies, Buster Keaton.
Yes, we launched a series last weekend with your friendly neighborhood big band. It's going to happen once a month for the next 6 months. It's a total of 6 programs. Each program has 4 short films, 2 by Buster Keaton, 2 by Charlie Chaplin. And each performance has live musical accompaniment. So we opened last weekend. Joe Dunn created this wonderful score, and we had 17 musicians in the room performing live to all 4 of the films. It's quite a treat. Next month, February 8th and 9th and 10th, Bourbon Baroque will be doing 4 new films. And so we're looking forward to doing that.
But this weekend you have a newer film screening, New Jerusalem?
Yes, indeed. We're doing a full weekend run of it. Rick Alverson, who was here at Flyover this past June, had directed the comedy. And in conversation with him, he had mentioned his film New Jerusalem, which stars Will Oldham. And it had been on the festival circuit the previous year and picked up distribution. So it opened last month at the BAM in New York, Facets in Chicago, and the Roxy in San Francisco. So we're pretty happy to have it here this weekend.
So it sounds like you guys have a really and I know just from following you for years, you have a really diverse slate of programming. How do you decide which films you screen?
It's a combination of things. Sometimes when we do partnerships, we look at other nonprofits and how we can tailor our programming to present a filmic aspect to what they're already doing. Other times we look at things that aren't being screened in town and we make an effort to be able to showcase that. We really feel that it's important to experience cinema as a community and to be in a room with other people when you watch films. It changes the reception of it.
Yeah, I was thinking about how so much of our movie watching has gone inward into the living room. I mean, not just DVDs, but how easy Netflix and the internet makes just, you know, streaming a film on your flat screen plasma TV. And then when we go out to the big cinemas, you know, there's this great big push to have big budget 3D movies with, you know, the best surround sound and such. And Dreamland is a little, I mean, I don't want to say lower tech than that, but it's a different experience.
Yes. I mean, it's a great time to be alive, to be in the film. There's a lot of opportunities to see a lot of different types and a lot of different environments. Dreamland's mission is to kind of do things that you don't ordinarily see at home or ordinarily see at a movie theater. We try to really present a lot of different types of films, international films, short films, films with live music.
So you mentioned partnerships earlier, and I know one of those partnerships coming up that is with the Kentucky Opera.
Yes, we are doing a series of Film Noir in February. We're still determining the titles and the dates. They have an opera, Don Giovanni, in which is inspired by Film Noir styling. So we thought it'd be interesting to take a look at, you know, 5 to 6 films. Film Noir is an interesting period in American filmmaking. We'll be presenting that in February.
So we'll be able to sort of see some of those conventions of that filmic style, which does have some fairly, you know, some parameters that you can start to pick up when you watch enough of it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it was really the French film critics who labeled it, you know, Film Noir. It was after World War II when these films started appearing back in Europe that they were noticed these tendencies. At the time, nobody really set out to make a Film Noir. They were just making these quote-unquote B pictures. But they were clearly making certain decisions as far as the way the narrative was represented, the way the lighting worked. And so there's, I don't know, some determined amount of like 740 films that are considered film noirs. But it's not a genre, you know, but it is a genre. I don't know, it's a big debate.
It is and is not a genre.
Some people say it is, some people say it's not, so.
Well, how does one define a genre then if one is saying film noir is not?
Well, I guess, you know, if you're gonna make a comedy, which is a genre, it's a conscious thing to make a comedy, you know, where it's not really clear whether or not this was consciously set out to make this type of film, you know. And another interesting aspect of it is, like, some of the most gifted filmmakers in that era were involved, you know, Howard Hawks, Stanley Kubrick, John Huston, Raymond Chandler, Humphrey Bogart, Barbara Stanwyck, you know, all of them contributed to different film noirs.
So would, like, a contemporary film that is inspired by noir, would a neo-noir then, is that a genre?
I would say neo-noir is more of a genre. I mean, I kind of actually think film noir is a genre, but, you know, it is definitely something that the scholars, like, debate back and forth.
You're going to get phone calls. Well, so Don Giovanni, which is coming up from the Kentucky Opera in February, their staging of it is inspired by film noir. So this will be a great sort of interdisciplinary community conversation about, you know, let's go see the films and then see if we can pick up those visual cues and those staging cues in this classic opera.
Yes, that's exactly the intent.
Well, so, and you have a French Film Festival coming up in February also.
Yes, we're really happy to partner with the University of Louisville to present 35mm prints at the Floyd Theater every Thursday, kind of the best in contemporary French cinema, including Bruno Dumont's new film, which I'm personally very excited about. And so, yeah, every Thursday, they're free and open to the public. And so come out and check those out.
Well, so, and we have a piece that aired yesterday here on WFPL. Pianist Rachel Grimes is performing tonight at the Kentucky Museum of Art and Craft. And she is going to be playing on an art case piano designed by furniture designer Wendell Castle, who was on Byline back in November when when the big Wendell Castle exhibit opened at KMAC. But so tonight's performance is also accompanied by some film projection work done by you, Ryan.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the piano is inspired by The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, which is a German expressionist film from 1919. And I was walking through the exhibition with Joey Yates, and who's a Film Society board member, and I saw the piano, and I was like, oh, wow. And there's this big white wall. And so we kind of decided to reimagine Caligari. So I took the original copy, and you'll see the entire film in about 15 minutes, and there's a kind of a kaleidoscopic effect to further exaggerate this expressionistic tendency that Robert Wine was up to in 1919.
So if you had to describe an expressionistic tendency in one sentence, what would that be?
In one sentence.
Is that a huge challenge?
Awesome. you know, it's a style in which the sets are hand-painted, the acting's very mannered, there's chiaroscuro lighting, and everything's kind of angular.
Great. Well, that is tonight at the Kentucky Museum of Art and Craft, accompanying pianist Rachel Grimes. And then this weekend, tonight and tomorrow, multiple screenings throughout the weekend of Will Oldham's film New Jerusalem at the Dreamland Film Center in Nulu.
All right. Thanks to Aaron Keene and Ryan Daly of the Louisville Film Society. That's all the time we have for today's program.